This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, July 10. Complain, complain. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 11. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So that place was called Taberah, because fire from the Lord had burned among them. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, "If only we had meat to eat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna." The manna was like coriander seed and looked like resin. The people went around gathering it and then ground it in a handmill or crushed it in a mortar. They cooked it in a pot or made it into loaves, and it tasted like something made with olive oil. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also came down. Complaining can seem like a favorite pastime for many of us. We complain about the weather and what we have to wear. We complain about food and finding nothing to do. We complain about traffic and technology. Complaining was second nature for Israel during the wilderness years. In our passage, Israel was only 3 days into their wilderness journey when they started to complain. They complained about their hardships and the wilderness food. They wanted something different from the manna they had to eat, day in and day out. The food they had eaten in Egypt seemed so much better. Life, like the wilderness, can be hard. But when we complain, we fall into the devil's trap. When we complain, we tend to glamorize what we don't have. Did they really have it better in Egypt? Somehow, the people completely forgot the hardships they had endured there as slaves. When we complain, we tend to see life in a distorted way. Grumbling flows from people who think they deserve something better. Paul calls us to do everything without grumbling. Is this possible? Yes, when we learn to concentrate on God's grace in Christ. How can we complain so often when we know we are loved by God? His grace can move us from grumbling to gratitude. Pray with me. Father, every good and perfect gift comes from you. Help us to be content and thankful. Forgive us when we grumble, and help us to be content in you. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.